This morning, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Columbus released a list of clergy members credibly accused of sexually abusing minors. The 30-odd men were ordained as early as 1932 and as recently as 2008. Many have died, and none are still part of the ministry. I'm joined by Judy Jones, Midwest Regional Leader of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Hi, Judy.
Hi there.
So, what's your immediate reaction to this list released today?
Well, I'm looking at it. It's, for one thing, it's taken a long time to do this. This should have been done years ago. Releasing these lists help victims to know they're not alone, and it also helps to protect kids today.
All right. So when you look through this list and you see these names, do any of them jump out to you? Are they people that either you have come in contact with or people that you have worked with have come in contact with?
I haven't come in contact with any of these, but there are familiar names from myself talking with victims of the Columbus Diocese. There are several names that are very familiar.
So I know that in Columbus, you guys run a couple of meetups for survivors, and I know
yes.
that SNAP runs those throughout the country, right?
Yes.
Do you expect to have an uptick in people coming out and looking for support after this?
Well, that has been happening throughout the country with all the news that has been coming out. And so many other dioceses are now releasing the names of credibly accused priests. So we expect it to happen in Columbus, too. And it's important that they come forward, speak up, and not be silent any longer. They don't have to be silent. They are not the bad guys. The perpetrators are, and those who cover up the sex abuse.
What does seeing this list in black and white, what does that do for victims who have been sort of wrestling with this?
For anyone that sees their perpetrator on this list, they will know for sure they're not alone now. That helps a lot, because victims who have been sexually abused by clergy, they were kids, and they feel like they are so alone. And some I know of men who are in their 80s who didn't even tell their wives. They, especially several in the Columbus Diocese also, that have kept their silent for so long, and they don't need to be ashamed anymore. They did not do anything wrong.
What happens next after this list is released? What more needs to be done?
Well, one thing, I'm kind of looking at the list, and there's a couple of names that are missing. They need to post all the lists. The priest who sexually abused my brother in the Steubenville Diocese, his name is Father Robert A. Brown. He is on the list in the Steubenville Diocese. He needs to be on the list in the Columbus Diocese, too, because the priest who sexually abused my brother in Steubenville was ordained in Columbus Diocese, and he worked there several years, and there are victims from him there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Judy.
Okay. Thank you.